It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball from the Basketball Capital Classic here at Lawrenceville High School. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Indians and the Salem Wildcats in game two of the night session. Earlier, just completed, it was Fairfield defeating Alney by a score of 59-52. So Fairfield in good shape heading into day two of the tournament at 2-0, Alney at 1-1 now. And so we have the Indians and the Wildcats doing battle here, a rematch of two old NEC teams. Bill Richardson's alongside. Bill, Indians lost earlier today, 62-57. Could have had a little better outcome, better free throw shooting, and some better play with the basketball. But that was in, and this is now. You got to wipe the slate clean and come out here and try to get a win against Salem.
Yeah, I think this is a game that Lawrenceville would be favored in. Though quickly, I do want to look back at this morning a little bit. We mentioned the foul shooting. The Indians were 9 of 23 at the line.
Terrible.
Not very good. Fairfield not much better, 12 for 21. Also, we mentioned that Fairfield was shooting technical free throws to start the game. We thought there was an issue with the scorebook. What actually happened was that one of the referees called a technical on Zeus Marsh in pregame for dunking the basketball. So that's why Fairfield was at the line to start that game. And speaking of Fairfield, Steve, if they win tomorrow, if they can beat Salem here tomorrow morning, the Fairfield Mules will be playing in the championship game of this tournament for the first time ever, likely against T-Town.
All right. Game one is also in the history books over in Bridgeport. Night session of the tournament. It was Tua Topless rolling over Mount Carmel, 59-30. So T-Town in good shape over in Bridgeport. And in the action tonight, of course, on our sister station, 99.3 The Legend, and AM 910, you can catch Marshall and the Red Hill Salukis. Salukis looking to go 2-0 after their 51-46 win over Mount Carmel. Here, as I mentioned, it's the Indians who lost earlier, 62-57 against Salem. Salem lost to Alney, 59-33. Bill, I watched that Salem game. To be honest with you, nothing really memorable stuck out to me with regard to the Wildcats and their ball club. They do have some decent size. But other than that, they just seem to be another workmanlike team under Andy Fehrenbacher, the former Tua Topless head coach.
Well, I do know that they had nobody in double figures this morning, Steve, in that loss. Their top scorer was Isaac Hayes with 9 points in that game, and there's another Hayes in the lineup. Speaking of the Salem Wildcats, Levi Hayes is a starter, along with Jacob Harness, Eric Brubacher, and Brett Whitney. And like I said, Isaac Hayes was the only one. Well, he didn't even get the double figures this morning. He got the 9 to lead their team. Looks like the Indians are going to go with the same lineup. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, again, starting for the Indians tonight will be Connor O'Dell, who had 4 points in this morning's game. Zeus Marsh is going to be in the starting lineup. He led the Indians with 23 this morning. Also in the starting lineup is Blaine Winningham, who had 12 points in the loss. Noah Wager, who had 10 points in the loss. And Jordan Jones, who had only 3. I'm sure they're looking for him to pick things up a little bit.
All right, so it's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Salem Wildcats here again. Game two of the first night session here at Lawrenceville High School. And we'll return here tomorrow for a couple of more games starting at 10 o'clock. It'll be Fairfield against Salem at that time. And the Indians will take on Alney at 11:30. Then after that, we'll come back for the championship sessions here on this floor Seventh place game at 3:30. Fifth place game at 5 o'clock. Third place game at 6:30. And the championship game at 8 o'clock. Who will it be? Lawrenceville Indians or could the Lawrenceville Indians perhaps make it? Or should the Red Hill Salukis perhaps if they win tonight? We'll find out here momentarily. Again, the starting lineups, first of all, for the Salem Wildcats. They will have Isaac Hayes. He is a 5'11", 165-pound senior, number 4. Also, Jacob Harness in the starting lineup, number 21, a 5'10", 160-pound senior. Eric Brubaker, number 22, a 6-foot, 205-pound senior. Brett Whitney will be in the starting lineup. He's a 6-foot, 195-pound senior. Number 40, and Levi Hayes, number 44, 6'4", 210-pound senior. So again, it's Isaac Hayes, Harness, Brubaker, Whitney, and Levi Hayes for the Salem Wildcats of Annie Fehrenbacher. Again, they lost earlier, 59-33 to Alney. Lawrenceville Indians, as Bill mentioned, will start the same lineup as earlier today. Connor O'Dell, number 3. 6-foot senior. Zeus Marsh, the 6'2 senior, number 10. Noah Wager, the 6'2 junior, number 15. Jordan Jones, the 6-foot junior, number 32. And Blaine Winningham, the 6'3 junior, number 33. So again, the Indians, same as earlier today. Odell, Marsh, Wager, Jones, and Winningham. Lawrenceville Indian basketball. Brought your way by People's State Bank with mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. Also by WTHI-TV, depending on News 10 for news, sports, and weather coverage you can count on, WTHI. Also by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They've got you covered medically from head to toe. Football clubs ready to go here. Indians are dressed in their visiting uniforms. That's the red traveling uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. Nice-looking uniforms, new uniforms for the Indians, traveling uniforms. And the Salem Wildcats will be in the home whites with, looks like, black and red trim there. Green in there, mixed in there. Green, black, and a little red.
Like a Christmas tree, Steve.
Exactly.
It's a uniform for the season.
All right. Indians and the Wildcats. As I mentioned, these two teams used to be members of the old North Egypt Conference long, many moons ago. And they'll get together here in this Capital Classic.
Referees tonight, Steve, are the same referees we had this afternoon. We all know Jason Wagner. We all know Bill McLean. And their partner today is Luke Smith, the same guys who had the game this afternoon when Fairfield beat the Indians 62-57. And interestingly enough, in between those two games, Steve, the two of the three, Luke and Wagner, made the trip up to Cumberland and did a game in the tournament up there. So they're working their third game of the day.
Wow.
I couldn't do that.
No, I could not either. We're ready to go here. It'll be Levi Hayes against Deuce Marsh to start this game. Glad you're with us for Indian basketball, second game of the year. Indians 0-1, the tap controlled to Connor O'Dell. And he gives it back off to Noah Wager, man-to-man by the Wildcats here at the outset. Marsh, top of the key. Now to Jones. His long bomb from the top of the key is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Whitney of Salem. Across the timeline, Jacob Harness. He goes left side on the wing to Brubaker. Now at the top of the key to Isaac Hayes. Hayes on the dribble, guarded in the man-to-man by Noah Wager. Top of the key. Now right side, here's Hayes. Baseline, back out top of the key. Long jumper off the mark by Harness. The long rebound comes to O'Dell. Quickly up floor to Jones. Deep on the left wing, lets the jumper go from there. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by the Wildcats. Hayes, Levi Hayes, quickly up floor, left side on the wing. They feed it down low on the baseline to Brett Whitney. Shot up, no good. Rebound up and in, however, by Hayes. Levi Hayes Rebound basket, and it's 2-0 Salem. 6:54 to go, opening quarter play. Bell across the timeline, looks for a screen, top of the key, can't find one. Here's Blaine Winningham taking the baseline. His shot is off the mark, and he was out of control on that baseline and called for a charge. So Salem basketball with 6:45 to go, opening quarter, 2-0 Wildcats.
And remember this morning, Blaine got in some pretty quick foul trouble, missed much of the game, and we don't want to be seeing that happen again. Also, first turnover in the Indians, and that plagued them all day today, too.
They feed it in the middle to Brett Whitney. Left side to Brubaker. Brubaker saves it back in now to Harness. He on the baseline is Brubaker, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop. So to the line will go Eric Brubaker, 6 foot, 205-pound senior.
Foul was on Winningham, his second, and he'll probably be headed to the bench. A minute and a half into the game.
Free throw up and in by Eric Brubaker, and 3-0 Salem here early on. 6:26 to go, opening quarter. Second free throw on its way, no good. Rebounded, however, by Levi Hayes. Shot up, no good. And battle for the loose ball brought down by Brubaker. And they go down low on again, the Wildcats do. Shot up and no good, but a traveling violation on Levi Hayes. So it'll be Indian basketball. Salem a little quick to the ball here early on. See if the Indians can ratchet it up here a bit. Odell across the timeline. Signals play number one on the left wing dribble. Now cross court. Ball tipped away and stolen away by Isaac Hayes. Beats it in the middle to Whitney. Shot up and in. Brett Whitney, the basket. 5 straight points to start the game for the Wildcats. 5-0 Salem. 5:52 to go, opening quarter. Wager top of the key. Ball stripped away. Recovered by Marsh at the top of the key. Long jumper by Zeus is good. A three ball. Zeus Marsh. And it's 5-3 Salem. 5:35 to go, opening quarter. Across the timeline. Jacob Harness on the dribble left side. On the wing, now right side. To Brubaker. Side on the wing. Here's a jumper. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark by Harness. Rebounded up and in. On the right baseline by Levi Hayes, and Randy Bishop, not happy, wants a timeout. Hambro Federal Credit Union timeout, 5:18 to go, opening quarter, People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Salem 7, Lawrenceville 3. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Indian basketball here on Light 103. Brought your way by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville's banking center. No better banking. Deuce Marsh with the ball, top the key, off the stoppage of play. 5 minutes to go, 7-3. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson from Lawrenceville High School. Here's Marsh on the dribble to the left baseline. Cut off by a double team. Fall away is good from about 8 feet. Zeus with all 5 of the Indian points. 7-5. Now on the baseline, right side, shot up and in by Brubaker. Eric Brubaker with the basket. 9-5 Salem. 4:38 to go, opening quarter play. Marsh on the right wing to the baseline. Marsh feeds it back out front to Odell. Loads up a long three. Got it. Connor Odell buries it from three-point land. And it's 9-8 Salem. Whitney lets it go from the left side, and he scores. Brett Whitney, 6'1", 195-pound senior. And it's 11-8, 4:12 to go, opening quarter play. Winningham, fallaway jumper from 12 is good, right baseline. Lane Winningham with the basket. 11-10, Salem on top. Here's a jumper off the mark from the right side by Whitney, a foul, rebounding foul on the Indians over the back.
Foul on Zeus Marsh, his first. So third on the team.
Wildcats will inbound underneath their own hoop. They get it in to Brubaker. His shot up, no good. Rebounded up there by Isaac Hayes, no good. Battle for the ball underneath. And last touched by the Cats. It'll be Indian basketball. 3:50 to go, opening quarter, 11-10. Salem.
So Lawrence still has a chance to take a lead for the first time tonight. All it has to do is make a basket.
Some trapping pressure, zone trapping pressure by the Cats of Andy Fehrenbacher. Winningham on the right side, cross-court skip pass. Odell, long three, no good from the right side on the wing, and the ball out of bounds, last touched by the Tribe. It'll be Salem basketball. Some substitutions coming in here. Leighton Weyer into the game, number five. 5'11", 150-pound junior for Andy Fehrenbacher. Gets it into a harness. Now quickly up floor. Here's a drive down the lane, up and in. Brett Whitney encountering no resistance down the lane. Randy Bishop not happy that those guys are able to go down that lane, not get at least hammered or fouled. 13-10, Salem. Jones, left side on the wing. Back out to Marsh. Long jumper, Zeus, top of the key, short. Long rebound out front. Salem saves it in. Scramble for the loose ball now. And the Cats with possession. Call quick timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 30-second break. 3:01 to go. Opening quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville trailing Salem 13-10. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 brought your way by Citizens National Bank and Lawrenceville Banking Center. No better banking, and also by Larry Bob's Pizza of Lawrenceville, famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one right now or after the game? Here's Salem off the timeout. A nice play up and in. It went baseline right side to Cade Alberson, 33. He's a 6'2 junior, and it's 15-10, 5-point Wildcat lead. Here is Noah Wager on the dribble. Top of the key to Jones. Long three-pointer by Odell from the right side off the mark on the wing. And loose ball rebound brought down by the Cats. Eric Brubaker. There he is. Brubaker between the circles. Right side on the wing to Wager. Wager feeds it on the baseline. The ball tipped away. And Odell with it. Feeds it now to Wager. Saves it. Going out of bounds. And that's a long jumper go right side off the mark. No good. But he was fouled. Looks like he'll get three because he was behind the arc. So that stops the clock with 2:12 to go here in the opening quarter. Noah Wager visits the line for Indian free throws. 12 to go opening quarter.
That was on Wager. That's his first and only the first on the Wildcats. Come on,
no
Noah.
Good.
It's got to be a mental thing now, Steve, at this point, after struggling so today.
The free throw on its way. This rolls through.
That's better.
15-11. Indians trail by four. Another free throw on its way. Good.
Two out of three ain't bad.
15-11. Wildcats inbound. Here's Jacob Harness bringing it up across the timeline. Indians in a zone, looks like a 2-3 zone. They go baseline, Wildcats do, and they lay it up and in. On the baseline, cutting Cade Alverson. Another basket on the baseline for the junior. It's 17-12.
Yeah, 4 points off the bench already for him.
Minute 50 to go, opening quarter. Wager on the dribble, between the circles. Now right side to Odell on the wing. Honor back out front. Now dribbles to the wing, feeds it back out to Marsus. To the free throw line, Wager on the baseline, right side, shot up and in. Don't know how it went in, but it did. And it's 17-14, a minute 27 to go. Here in the first quarter of play, Indians trail by three. Again, they fall back in that zone. Out front, it's Harness, top of the key, left side. All right side on the wing to Weyer. Feed it down low in the middle to Whitney. Now out front, long jumper off the mark by Weyer, right side. Battles for the rebound. And we have a foul charged against the Indians. Bill Weger picking up the foul. He'll check out of the game, replaced by R.J. Nels for Randy Bishop's Indian Ball Club. 105 to go, opening quarter, 17-14. Cats inbounding their offensive end. Weyer getting it in the right corner. Now back out front, the ball tipped out of bounds by Odell.
I thought that might have went off the hand of the Salem player. I guess not.
Weyer will inbound right in front of the Indian bench. And it comes to Hayes. Top of the key, jumper off the mark. Jones high for the rebound. That missed jumper by Whitney. Indians wanting to run. Here's Odell, left wing. Back out to Jones. Now right wing to Marsh. Zeus looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Left side to Odell on the wing. Back out front between the circles to Nelms and the Indian motion offense. Marsh, top of the key to Odell. Right side on the wing to Nelms. Winningham pops out there. Dribbles to the middle. Feeds it underneath to Jones, but it's too much traffic in there. And ball knocked away. Taken away by the Wildcats. 27 seconds to go. First quarter. 17-14, Salem. Wildcats, Whitney, top of the key. Now to Isaac Hayes. Left side on the wing. 16 seconds to go. Here the ball tolling away by Odell. Odell, one on two, lays it up and in. 17-16, long down court heave. Here's Whitney. Whitney goes to the baseline. Feeds it out now. Three-pointer by Weyer is in and out, no good. Would have counted had it gone. That's the end of the first quarter here at the Basketball Capital Classic. People's State Bank scoreboard reads Salem Wildcats 17, Lawrenceville Indians 16. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
What bank is paying you 2.82% APY on a 30-month CD? Citizens National Bank of Albion, that's who. Does your bank? Visit our customer service representatives today in Albion, Olney, Crossville, Mount Airy, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville for more details. Annual percentage yield effective as of October 2nd, 2018. Penalty may apply for early withdrawal. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Basketball Capital Classic. Indians trail the Salem Wildcats, 17-16. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Wildcats with the ball to begin the second quarter. Glad you're with us for Friday Night Hoop. Cats work it. Top of the key. They're down the lane, and they leave it off to Weyer, top of the key. Feeds underneath on the baseline, left side. Shot up, no good by Levi Hayes. And Marsh with the loose ball rebound for the Indians. Quickly up floor to Odell. Now to Marsh between the circles. Indians go on the attack. Here's R.J. Nelms feeding it top of the key. Odell, Winningham, left side to Nelms. Down on the left baseline to a cutting Jones, who scores. Nicely run play by the Indians.
First lead of the night, Lawrenceville 18, Salem 17.
7:10 to go, second quarter. Top of the key, here Levi Hayes, right side to Weyer. Down the lane, here's a fall away from about 10 off the mark. Right side, rebound basket up and in by Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes with the basket. And the Wildcats lead 19-18. 6:50 to go, second quarter. Odell across the timeline on the right side dribble. Picked up out there by Harness. Right corner to Marsh. Zeus lets a long three go from there, and he scores. Three ball by Zeus Marsh from outside.
Biggest lead of the season for the Indians.
21-19. 6:30 to go, second quarter play. Leighton Weyer, right side of the wing. Hayes, he get in the middle, down on the right baseline, and now they go left corner. Long jumper from there is off the mark. Rebound controlled by the Cats. And they'll go on the attack again. On the left baseline now, cutting underneath is Isaac Hayes. He misses. Indians save the ball in bounds. Marsh, now a long heave by Winningham, intended for R.J. Nelms, way over the mark. And out of bounds, Indian turnover.
Steve, I got some first quarter numbers here.
Go ahead.
Salem was 8 of 18, 0 of 1 from three-point range, 1 of 2 from the foul line. The Indians were 6 of 11, 2 of 5 from three-point range, hit 2 out of 3 free throws. Both teams had 3 turnovers in that first quarter. Lawrenceville since turned it over one more time.
21-19, Salem trailing here. Indians on top by 2. On the baseline, jumper is good. Nicely done there. Off the dribble by Eric Brubaker. We're tied at 21. 5:43 to go, second quarter play. Marsh deep on the right wing, right baseline to Winningham. Lane call for a travel. Took some steps. Indian turnover.
That's 5.
5:37 to go, second quarter, 21 all. Salem with the ball, chance to take the lead. Isaac Hayes looks to Andy Fehrenbacher. Leaves it off now for Brubaker, who brings it across the timeline. Right side on the wing to Isaac Hayes. Beating it top of the key to Whitney. Now down low, the ball knocked away. There's a shot attempt there by Brubaker, and Jones got a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Salem ball underneath their own hoop. 5:20 to go here in the second quarter. Wildcats inbounding out front. Long jumper, good. Three ball from the left wing by Isaac Hayes. 24-21, Salem. Marsh on the right wing. Cross-court spiff pass left side to Nelms. Now back to Marsh. His jumper right side off the mark, no good. And a foul, rebounding foul charged against the Salem Wildcats. So the Indians are inbound. Jordan Jones, the trigger man, with 5:02 to go, second quarter. And it comes to Marsh in the corner, feeds in the middle now to Winningham. His shot up, no good, and he's called for a charge.
That's his third foul.
Yep. Comes with 4:57 to go here in the second quarter. He'll come out of the game, replaced by Noah Weger. Blaine Winningham, saddled with foul trouble, first two games of the year. And so they'll have to do without him for the remainder of the half. Indians trail 24-21. Defeated in the middle, now left side to Brubaker. Top of the key, jumper off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Weger of the Indians. Quickly to Jones, left side to Marsh. On the left baseline, Zeus lets it go from 15. Missed everything. Wildcats save it in to Weyer. Weyer dribbles away from pressure, has it knocked away from behind to Jones, behind the back, and the ball out of bounds. And a turnover on the Indians. Jordan Jones tried a behind the back pass there, ill advised, and he's out of the game. 4:23 to go, second quarter, 24-21. Been on that score here for a while now. Cale Powell into the game for the Indians. Top of the key is Jacob Harness. Right side, long three-point bomb is good. Isaac Hayes from outside. 4 minutes to go, second quarter, 27-21. Salem. Marsh has the ball almost stripped away. Now it's knocked out of bounds by the defense of Eric Brubaker. It'll be Indian ball. Side court. 3:58 to go, second quarter. Basketball Capital Classic. Game two of the night session. Fairfield a winner in the opener. Here is the ball knocked away from Marsh. Seuss recovers on the wing. Cross court to R.J. Nelms. Now he travels in the corner.
That's 9 turnovers now. 4 on Salem.
So Indians begin to turning it over with a little more regularity here. Near the end of the first half.
Indians haven't scored in 3 minutes.
27-21 they trail. Ball down low. Knocked away but recovered underneath. Shot up and no good by Whitney, rebounded by Marsh of the Indians. And Zeus bringing up. And traveling violation against Marsh. Indians beginning to turn it over. 10 turnovers here in the first half of play. Wildcats with the back and a 6-point lead. 3:24 to go. Top of the key to Jacob Harness. Right side of the wing, Isaac Hayes. Hayes on the baseline to Levi Hayes, back out front. Top of the key to Harness, left side on the baseline to Whitney. Whitney looking down low in the middle, cutting through. Ball tapped left side. Long jumper by Brubaker, up and in. Wildcats being very patient, moving the ball around and hitting the shot, and they have a 9-point lead. 30-21, 2:50 to go, second quarter play. Indians could use a hoop here. Here's Nelms on the right wing.
Salem's on an 11-0 scoring run.
Odell, right side to Marsh. Marsh back out front to Powell. Powell on the dribble, left side. Marsh, the ball knocked away. Off an Indian and out of bounds. It'll be Salem basketball. Salem with the better of the play here over the last several minutes, and the Indians are going to want a timeout. Timeout for an Amball Federal Credit Union timeout. 2:31, I should say, to go. Second quarter. It is Salem 30, Lawrenceville 21. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Indian basketball on Light 103 brought your way by Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people you love, by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family. 2:22 to go, second quarter, 30-21. Salem on top, here at the Basketball Capital Classic, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Wildcats with the ball in the lead, in control here. A nice little run here near the end of the half. Feed it down low on the right baseline, shot up and in off glass. In off glass by Isaac Hayes. I think it was Isaac Hayes, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
32-21, double-digit lead now. Indians need a hoop. There it is. Nice pass underneath Marsh to a cutting Jordan Jones. Indians with a basket.
Stopped a 14-point run.
32-23, 1:44 to go, second quarter. On the wing. Oh, the Wildcats to Eric Brubaker. Indians have gone man-to-man, staying out of that zone now. Baseline shot up and no good, but rebounded up. No good by Levi Hayes, knocked away from him. Indians come away with a loose ball. Marsh to Jones. Back to Zeus. Zeus free throw line, cut off. Now right side to Powell, three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Wager. Shoots over a double team and a foul charged against the Wildcats. No Wager heading to the line for Indian free throws. Chance to cut into the 32-23 Wildcat lead with a minute 15 to go here in the second quarter. Free throw on its way, no good, off the back iron. Another Indian free throw miss. Kate Almerson back into the game for Andy Fehrenbacher, replacing Levi Hayes. Free throw up and in by Wager, one out of two. 32-24, a minute 13 to go here in the second quarter at LHS Basketball Capital Classic. Wildcats, Whitney, guarded by Wager. Right side of the lane to Hayes. And we have a foul charged against the Indians.
I think that foul is going to be on Cale Powell. Only the sixth team foul against the Indians. Salem only has three fouls, so neither team in the bonus with a minute to go in the first half.
Isaac Hayes inbounding for the Cats. Getting it in, shot up and in, muscled in underneath by Brett Whitney, the 6'1 senior. 34-24, back to a double-digit lead for the Cats. Odell top of the key against this Wildcat zone. Connor Odell feeding in the middle now to Wager. Now to Marsh on the right wing. Back out to Wager. Ball intercepted. Bad pass. Isaac Hayes now shot up and in by Jacob Harness on the break. Cats 36. Indians 24. 29 seconds to go. Second quarter. Marsh to Wager on the right baseline. Ball tipped away and thrown away by Salem. Up front, here is Isaac Hayes shooting and scoring. Salem running the Indians out of the gym here near the end of the second quarter. 38-24, the lead by 14. Here's Wager on the baseline. Dipsy do move up and in. Indian hoop, 4 seconds to go. Cats across the timeline. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Would have counted had it gone by Brett Whitney. So the Wildcats, all Cats there near the end of the second quarter. And they have a 12-point lead here at halftime. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, halftime, it is Salem Wildcats 38, Lawrenceville Indians 26. We're back with the halftime report in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Folks Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Folks Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Folks Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Folks Hair Studio gift certificate from Folks Hair Studio. Just Google Folks Hair Studio. North of the Square, Folks Hair Studio will tease to please.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Well, the Dodson deal is a better deal. Bill Dodson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dodson deal. Cause a Dodson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, side of the Basketball Capital Classic. Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bowman's Pizza halftime report. Salem Wildcats lead the Indians 38-26. Indians trailed by one after one quarter play, but the Wildcats had the better of the play in that second quarter. They lead by 12, double digits, 38-26. Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Yeah, Steve, shooting-wise, The Indians in the first half were 10 of 18 from the floor, 3 out of 7 from three-point range, 3 of 6 from the foul line. Salem got off quite a few more shots. They shot 17 of 36, 3 of 5 from three-point range, 1 of 2 from the foul lines. Turnover, again, a problem for the Indians. They had 3 in that first quarter but had 7 in the second. They now have 10. Salem has but 4 turnovers at halftime. Salem led, like you said, at the end of that first quarter, 17-16. Lawrenceville took its first lead of the game early in the second quarter at the 7:15 mark when Jordan Jones hit a basket. Isaac Hayes responded to put Salem back on top, 19-18. Lawrenceville then took its biggest lead of the night, its last lead of the night, on a Zeus Marsh baseline three-pointer with 3:40 to play. Brubeck tied the game for Salem. That started a run of 13-0. Hayes put him back on top of a three-pointer, followed with another three-pointer. Brubeck fell with a three-pointer, and by that point it was 30-21, and Salem was comfortably ahead. Looking at the scoring for Salem, Isaac Hayes didn't score in the first quarter, had 12 points in the second quarter, and he leads his team at halftime. Brubaker and Whitley both have 8 points, 4 points for Cade Alberson, 2 for Jacob Harness. For the Indians, Zeus Marsh leads the way. He has 8 points. He has a couple of three-pointers and a two-pointer. 7 points for Noah Weger, 5 for Connor O'Dell, 4 for Jordan Jones, 2 for Blaine Winningham. R.J. Nilms and Cale Powell both played off the bench but did not score. So there you go, 38-26 Salem at halftime. Foul trouble again is Winningham with 3. The Indians only had 6 fouls in that first half. Salem fouled only 3 or 4 times. So Winningham's the only one in foul trouble. But as we go to the second half, the Indians are staring at a bigger hole than even they were this afternoon.
All right, we're back with more after we hear from our halftime sponsors. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at halftime, game two of the night session here at the Basketball Capital Classic Lawrenceville site. It is the Salem Wildcats leading the Lawrenceville Indians 38-26. Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Earlier, it was the Fairfield Mules defeating the Alney Tigers by a score of 59-52. So Fairfield in good shape. They're 2-0. The winner of this will be 1-1. Alney's 1-1. Then, of course, the loser here will be 0-2. Earlier, over in Bridgeport, was Mount Carmel losing to Tuitopolis, 59-30. So the Wooden Shoes in good shape at the Red Hill site. We understand that Red Hill was leading Marshall at the half.
Yeah, it looks like that might set up a big game tomorrow morning between T-Town and Red Hill, with the winner to move on to the title game.
Indeed.
Because the last score I heard, I can't remember exactly what the score was, but the Salukis were comfortably ahead of the Marshall team.
All right, both ball clubs back out on the floor. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bobitz Pizza Halftime Report. Second half action coming up. We'll be back in a minute and a half. You're listening on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It is 38-26 Salem. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School sports. Go Teams!
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at LHS, third quarter action underway. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it will be Salem basketball. No, Indian basketball. Stand corrected. Underneath their own basket. Just underway here in the third quarter. Glad you're with us. Indians trying to notch win number one. They'll have to come from behind to do so. Trading 38-26. Here's Marsh with baseline to Odell. Back out to Winningham. Now to Marsh. Marsh on the left wing. Zeus being underneath to Winningham on the left baseline. Fall away for about 15. No good. Marsh battling for the loose ball rebound. It's out of bounds. And will be Indian. Nope. Salem basketball. So the Cats with the ball and the lead. Across the timeline they come. Jacob Harness out front. Looks like the Indians are playing man-to-man here at the outset of this third quarter. Trailing 38-26. Top of the key, Brett Whitney picked up there by Marsh. Now off to Hayes. Odell on him. In the lane to Harness. Back out now front now between the circles to Hayes. Free throw line. Now back between the circles to Harness. Now feed it down low, cutting to the lane. Shot up, blocked away and out of bounds. That was Levi Hayes cutting to the hole. Had his ball knocked out of bounds. Salem basketball. Underneath their own hoop. Leading 38-26. And it comes to Hayes, Levi Hayes. Down the baseline, right side. Jumper way off the mark. Taken there by Whitney. Indians quickly up floor and shot up and in by R.J. Nelms off a good pass by Zeus Marsh. Zip, zip, zip. The ball was up the floor and an Indian hoop, 38-28.
First two of the night for R.J. Nelms.
6:25 to go here in the third quarter. Free throw line jumper up and in by Brett Whitney, 6'1 senior for the Wildcats, 40-28 Salem. Odell across the timeline on the right side dribble. Now to Marsh. Zeus feeding it on the baseline right side. Winningham lays it up and in. Lane Winningham with the basket. Off a good entry pass. And it's 40-30. Indians by 10. Or Indians trailing by 10, I should say. 5:54 to go. Third quarter. Cats work it inside. Held ball. As reaching in there was Jones tying up Levi Hayes. Possession arrow in favor of the Wildcats, so we'll stay right here. And they'll inbound right in front of us. And it comes out front on the left wing, left corner. Back out the left wing to Jacob Harness. Brubaker on the dribble with Nelms on him. Leaves it off now for Harness. Picked up by Jones, top of the key. Here's a drive down the lane. The ball's knocked away. Indians with a break. Jones, left side to Marsh, lays it up and in. Zeus with the basket. The Indians with a fast break, a couple of fast break hoops. And the lead is down below double digits, 40-32. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Salem working it on the perimeter. Out front against the Indian man-to-man. Right wing pass. Isaac Hayes, top of the key. Whitney, down low right baseline. Shot up, no good. Taken by Hayes, Levi Hayes. Foul charged on the Wildcats. And Andy Therenbacher wants a timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 5:01 to go. Third quarter, 40-32. Salem on top. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sippin' in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sippin', is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sippin's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sippin'
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Lawrenceville Indian Basketball brought your way by Amberall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Amberall FCU, and by Bill Dobson Ford of Washington. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Off the timeout, the Indians with the ball. Winningham down the lane. Left side, shot up and in, but he's called for a walk. Travel violation.
It's 11. 11 turnovers on the Indians.
So the Tribe trailing by 8, 40-32, 4:45 to go, third quarter play here at Lawrenceville High School. Jacob Harness on the dribble, left side, beat the top of the key to Leighton Weyer into the game off the timeout. Now back out between the circles to Brubaker. Eric Brubaker guarded by Marsh. Brubaker down the lane, trying to feed it through, intercepted by Odell. Nelms, left side of the lane, RJ to the hole, beats it underneath. And it's knocked away out of bounds by the Wildcats. Probably wouldn't have been better to shoot that close in.
And he got a little bit out of control there. And fortunately, the ball went out of bounds off Salem. At least the Indians are able to retain possession. Maybe cut into this eight-point lead.
Winningham in to Marsh in the deep left corner. Nelms on the left wing in the middle. Winningham on the baseline. Back out to Jones. Long three by Jordan from the left corner. No good. Rebounded by Winningham. In and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. 40-34 Salem.
Boy, he showed some athletic ability. He really skied to get that rebound. Foul on Alberson, his first. Let's see if we can get this lead down to 5.
4:07 to go, third quarter. Free throw up and in by Blaine Winningham. Indians within 5. Cats will bring it up across the timeline. Jacob Harness looks to the sidelines for instructions. Now across the side, ball knocked away by Nelms. Now Salem cuts to the hole. They lay it up too hard on a nice play by Whitney. Missed it. Now Marsh feeding it off to Nelms. Lays it up and in right side. And I think we have a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Yeah, we do. Some contact there. And the Indians with a break. Fast break basket are within 3. A chance to draw within 2. Happening in a hurry. All right, Nelms free throw's no good. Run down by Weyer. Wildcats lead by 3. Across the timeline, Jacob Harness on the dribble between the circles. Leads it high post to Alberson. Now top of the key, Whitney against this Indian man-to-man. Indians have ratcheted up the defensive pressure here. Now they're down by only 3. 3:25 to go, third quarter play. Bounce pass in the middle. Shot is forced up there by Alberson, but he was fouled on the arm by Zeus Marsh.
Second foul on Zeus, first on the Indians here in the second half. Alberson to the line for a couple.
Kate Alberson's free throw is on its way and good. 41-37. Salem by 4. 3:21 to go, third quarter. Basketball Capital Classic. Another free throw up and in. 42-37. 3:20 to go, third quarter. In it comes to Odell. Connor works it across the timeline against trapping pressure. Goes it cross court to Marsh. Top of the key. Marsh down the lane. Underneath the Winningham. Right side. Lays it up and in. Winningham with the basket. A nice assist there. There's buddy Zeus Marsh. 42-39 Salem. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Cats waiting Ware on the left wing. Now they feed it to Isaac Hayes. Now top of the key, a long bomb off the mark by Harness. Rebounded by Marsh, quickly up floor to Jones in the middle of the Winningham, but it's taken away. Taken away by Ware of Salem. 2:39 to go, third quarter. 42-39, Wildcats. Top of the key, Brett Whitney. Whitney to Cade Albertson. Now back to Ware, top of the key. Right side to Isaac Hayes with Odell on him. Free throw line jumper up and in by Hayes. 5'11", 165-pound senior, Isaac Hayes. 44-39, 2:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Jones, deep between the circles. Now to Odell on the right side on the wing. Right corner to Marsh. Another, and we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians.
Fouls on Connor Odell, his first, second on the team. 13th turnover now for the Tribe. Can't seem to get over the hump.
But down by only five here. Minute 58 to go, third quarter play. Isaac Hayes, top of the key. Brett Whitney, now underneath to Hayes, cutting to the basket, lays it up and in. Somebody lost Hayes after he gave the ball away and cut to the basket. 46-39, back to a seven-point lead. 1:38 to go, third quarter. Gave Nelms a lot of room, right side. Now to Marsh in this 2-3 zone. Now to Nelms, to Marsh, top of the key. Right side to Odell, long three by Connor, good. Odell, if he can hit some of those, will bring him out of that zone. 46-42, a four-point Salem lead. Minute 19 to go here in the third quarter play. Basketball Capital Classic. Ball stolen away by Marsh. Seuss runs it down in the left corner. Tried to, at least. Couldn't quite get there. Think about Seuss, he bust his butt, that's for sure. He was doing it that time, just couldn't get to the ball.
A little frustrated, but keep working that hard and things are going to go your way.
Minute four to go. Across the timeline come the Cats. Leading 46-42. Dribble top of the key. Long bomb by Isaac Hayes. No good. Rebound brought down by Marsh. Long outlet pass to Modell. Connor left side heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. It was good body control there by Connor Odell. He was going to get hammered. He knew it, but managed to throw it up there with the opposite hand and in.
Foul on Harness is first.
Indians are down by only two, 46-44. 49 seconds to go. Free throw up and in, down by one, 46-45.
Six straight points by Connor Odell to get this lead to one.
46-45, 42 seconds to go. Brett Whitney, now to Isaac Hayes with Odell on him. Indian defense intense now here with their back within one. Joins all over Harness. On the right side to Whitney, cross court left side, baseline drive by Hayes, double team. In the corner, ball knocked away, stolen away by Jones. Jones away from a double team to Nelms, right corner to Odell. Back to Jones, Nelms. Feeds it in the corner, Odell, baseline. Now the ball almost thrown out of bounds. Corner jumper, Marsh misses it. Rebound fought for, and Salem comes away with it. That's Brett Whitney with the rebound as the third quarter comes to an end. The end of three here at the Basketball Capital Classic. Tight. It's on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It is
46-45.
Favor of Salem. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO brought your way by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people. Buy Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. Under new local ownership, committed to offering the best quality and service to Lawrence County. Here we go, fourth quarter. Game in the balance, 46-45. Salem on top, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. The Indians trail by one here. Blaine Winningham feeds it on the right baseline. Shot up and in by Jordan Jones. Jones in the basket. The Indians have a lead, 47-46. 7:38 to go in the game. Hayes, Isaac Hayes across the timeline. On the right wing to Leighton Ware. Now left wing pass. They go into the middle. The ball knocked away, slapped away from behind, as Isaac Hayes was going up for a free throw line jumper, and Connor O'Dell got him on the arm. Indian fans did not agree with that. Over to my left.
Steve, Lawrenceville outscored Salem 19-8 in that third quarter. Then they added a bucket in the fourth quarter to take the first lead for a long time. And here's Hayes at the foul stripe.
His free throw's up and in. We're tied at 47. 7:27 to go in the game. Second free throw, no good. Marsh the rebound for the Indians. He brings it across the timeline himself. Top of the key. Now right side to Nelms on the wing. Here's O'Dell, left side to Marsh. Marsh tried to take the baseline, cut off there. Now goes to the middle, lays it up from eight. Has the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball already thrown hoop. Jordan Jones signals play number three. He'll be the trigger man for the Indians. And he comes to Marsh, deep in the right wing corner. Now underneath to Jones. His shot left side of the lane, no good. Battles for the rebound. Block, shot blocked away, but he was hacked over the back. And will go to the line for free throws. Jordan Jones down there in the land of the Tong Timber. He's only a six-foot junior. Heard much from him tonight scoring-wise.
Now he's got 4 points. I'm sorry, he's got 6 points. If he makes these two, he'll have eight.
Now he missed that first free throw. So it's 47-47. Another Indian missed free throw. Missed them both. Rebound controlled by Salem's Isaac Hayes. 47 all, 6:55 to go. Hayes down the lane. Beats it back out front to Ware. Loose ball recovered by the Wildcats. They work underneath, shot up and in. Nicely done to Brett Whitney, the 6'1 senior, 49-47 Salem, 6:40 to go in the game. O'Dell out front, to Jones deep on the left wing, between the circles to Marsh. He'll back it out now, left side of the wing. O'Dell, I should say, that's shot up and in by R.J. Nelms, but he's called for a charge. And that wipes off the basket. That would have been a nice little lift there for the Indians. A nice move by Nelms. But as it is, offensive foul. And the Wildcats have the ball and the lead. Still 49-47, 6:24 to go in the game. Across the timeline come the Wildcats. Play number one. Verbally signaled from the sidelines from Andy Fehrenbacher. Back out front between the circles to Harness on the wing. To Brubaker. Brubaker ball hawked out there by Nelms. Now they work it right side to Hayes. Foul away from the ball on Nelms. Trying to hold Brubaker down low. Stop the clock with 6:02 to go in the game.
Second foul on the Indians. Second foul on Nelms. Five on the Indians here in the second half.
It comes right side to Harness. Harness dribbles between the circles now against the defense of Blaine Winningham. 5:53 to go in the game, 49-47. Wildcats trying to pick up their first win in this tournament. for the Indians. Here's Hayes in the lane. Jumper from 15 off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Winningham of the Indians. Off to Odell. Right side to Jones on the wing. Now to Odell at the top of the key. He backs it out. And the Indians will go into an offensive set with 5:27 to go in the game. 49-47, Salem. Marsh, top of the key. Left side now to Nelms. Now to Jones. In the right corner to Marsh. Cross court now to Odell in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound. Brought down by Whitney of Salem. And the Cats, with 5 minutes to go, lead 49-47. Right wing pass to Brubaker. Brubaker cut off by Nelms. Now off to Harness. He'll back it out, and they'll go into an offensive set. The Wildcats with the two-point lead. Down the lane. Drive up. Locked away. But rebounded up by Hayes. Long down court heave. Winningham running it down. Lays it up and in. And we're tied. A nice outlet pass there by Jones. To find Winningham streaking down the floor off that miss by Salem. And we're tied at 49 with 4:25 to go in the game. Wildcats, Kate Alberson, beating it back now on the right wing. Down the lane, shot up, off glass, no good. Yeah, by Brubaker, rebounded now Marsh. Long down court heave to Jones, missed it, but tipped up and in by Nelms. R.J. Nelms with a tip-in basket. I believe 49-51, 49 Indians, timeout on the floor. On the Ambrose Federal Credit Union People's State Bank scoreboard, 4:03 to go in the game, 51-49 Indians. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
4:03 to go in the game. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Basketball Capital Classic. Thriller here in this one. 51-49 Indians with the lead. It was tipped in by R.J. Nelms. The basket give the Indians the lead here. Now the Tribe trying to play solid defense. The Cats off the timeout. Out front, Eric Brubaker feeds it off now to Weyer. Right side to Whitney. Now back out front between the circles to Harness. Harness to Albertson. Albertson guarded by Winningham. 3:30 to go. Now down the lane. Cut up and in. Leighton Weyer with a basket. Nicely run by Salem. Nice motion offense. And Weyer with the basket. 51 all. 3:20 to go in the game. Jones for the Indians. Top of the key to Winningham. Right side on the wing to Marsh. Zeus looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Right corner to Nelms. Nelms on the dribble. To Jones, left side on the wing to Odell. On the dribble, now back out front, Winningham. Salem man-to-man here. 2:57 to go in the game, 51 all. Jones, Marsh, Zeus. Left side to Nelms, tries to take the left baseline to the hole, lays it up and in. R.J. Nelms with the basket. Found a little crease down there on that left baseline and up and in. 53-51, Indians. 2:38 to go in the game. Both these teams trying to notch win number one on the year. Here is a baseline drive by Harness, cut off by Jones. Now on the baseline, they feed it underneath. Shot up, and no good by Alberson. He was fouled. Good interior passing by the Wildcats down low to get it to Cade Alberson. 6'2 junior. Big free throws for him here. 2:22 to go in the game. And the ball club trails by two. Missed that first one.
Foul is on Winningham. That's his fourth, so he's got to be careful here with 2:22 to go.
Yeah, 53-51. The score remains after that miss by Cade Alverson. Second one on its way. No good. Indians rebound. Here's Nelms quickly up floor. RJ back out to Jones. Left side to Marsh on the wing. Zeus on the dribble. Now to Winningham. Right wing. Top of the key now to Nelms. Right side Marsh trying to take the baseline. Cut off there. Back out front to Jones. 2 minutes to go in the game. 53-51 Indians. Here's a backboard pass to Marsh. Lays it up and in. Beautiful pass on the baseline. Not much room to work with, but he got it through. And it's 55-51, Indians by four.
Biggest lead of the night for Lawrenceville.
Minute 44 to go in the game. Salem could use a hoop here. Wildcats have led virtually the entire game. Here's a pass down low on the baseline to Brubaker. Shot up, no good. And a foul charged against the Indians. Indian fans over to my left here don't like that call at all. Eric Brubaker, the 6-foot senior, 205-pounder, heads to the line for some big free throws. 1:32 to go in the game, and his team trails by four. Free throw up and no good. Salem not helping themselves with the free throw line here late in the game either.
Well, the last three times they shot free throws, they've just looked awful. And
Brick City.
Maybe time for one more.
55-51, a minute 32 to go. Second free throw up and in, one out of two. 55-52, one possession game, a minute 29 to go. Jones crossed the timeline to Nelms. RJ to the baseline, cut off there, now back out to Jones. Indians don't need to be in a hurry here. Oh, they throw it, almost threw it away. They don't, they save it in, man. Here is a charge called on Marsh. Zeus trying to take the left baseline. Call for the charge, so Salem gets the ball back. Now a timeout wanted by head coach Randy Bishop. Going to be a full timeout, a minute break. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 1:12 to go in the game. It's Lawrenceville 55, Salem 52. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
This is Chantel at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. You know Bill Dobson Ford is a place to go for quality, technology, and integrity of Ford. But it's also the place to go for a great selection of used cars, services, tires, alignments, and maintenance. So whether you're in need of a vehicle or you have a vehicle with needs, Bill Dobson Ford will treat you like family. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. Call 254-FORD.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Back here at LHS, off the timeout, Salem across the timeline, 55-52. Minute four to go in the game. Wildcats trail by three. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. Down the stretch we come here in this one. Out front, the Indians playing pressure defense against the Cats. And Eric Brubaker now off to Jacob Harness. Harness feeds it off on the left wing to Brubaker. Brubaker back in the middle to Isaac Hayes. Hayes feeds it underneath. Layup up, no good by Levi Hayes. And a foul charge against the Indians, stopping the clock with 34.6 seconds to go. Well, Wildcats, you got to give them credit. They didn't panic there.
Winningham just fouled out, Steve.
Yep.
He fouled out this morning. He fouled out today. 34.6 seconds to go in the game. He's picked up his fifth foul. Let's hope it doesn't hurt us.
We did not panic the Wildcats. Worked it in for a shot underneath and a shot up and in. Free throw by Levi Hayes. 55-53, Lawrenceville.
We're going to have to hit some free throws. after this.
Yep. Second free throw, no good. Marsh the rebound for the Indians. Across the timeline to Jones. 55-53, 28 seconds to go. Indians get it across the timeline. Here's Jones, quickly fouled by Hayes. Isaac Hayes with 23.6 seconds to go. And the Indians, Jordan Jones, heads to the line for important free throws.
I think they're still going to have to take the ball out of bounds. That's only six fouls on Salem, so they got to foul one more time before the Indians are in the bonus.
Yep, that's right. 23.6 seconds to go. Get it in bounds. Oh, stolen away. Stolen away by Whitney, and he's fouled by Marsh on his way to the basket, and he'll have a chance to tie it at the free throw line. Boy, a nice play by Brett Whitney anticipating that pass. He went in strong. Marsh didn't let him score unmolested.
Four fouls on Zeus, so he's got to really be careful.
And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. 20.4 seconds to go here in the game. Amball Federal Credit Union 30-second timeout. Actually, minute timeout. 20.4 seconds to go. 55-53 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at LHS, cool as a cucumber, Brett Whitney at the line. Hits the first free throw, 55-54. Lawrenceville by one. He has a chance to tie the game, and he does not. Howard's rebounded. A shot up, no good. That's Brubaker who missed. Indians rebound and get it out. Nelms is fouled with 13.7 seconds to go in the game. Randy Bishop hollering for an intentional foul, but none going to be forthcoming. So R.J. Nelms at the other end for big Indian free throws with 13.7 seconds to go. Only able to hit one out of two. And now Andy Fehrenbacher going to ice the shooter. We'll hold it right here.
Nelms will be shooting two free throws. That's the 10th foul on the Salem Wildcats. So Lawrenceville's in the double bonus. Boy, what a big miss there by Whitney. He looked so good making that first one, missed the second one. Marshall's able to grab the rebound, get the ball out to Nelms. Indians are clamoring for an intentional foul, didn't get the call, but now RJ has a chance to put us up three if he can sink a couple free throws. Only 13.7 seconds remaining, and Steve, the Wildcats really haven't shown any true ability to make a three-pointer. They did make, they have four tonight. They've made four three-pointers tonight, but I'm sorry, just three tonight. And I don't know who they would turn to, you know. Isaac Hayes hit a couple of threes there in the first
Isaac
half in a span of about a minute. He might be the guy to go to if they do want to look for a three. Let's hope they have to look for a three. Let's hope R.J. Nelms can knock down these two free throws with 13.7 seconds to play.
Nelms at the line, 55-54 Indies. His first one's on its way and good. 56-55. Still a one-possession game, 13.7 seconds to go. A lot of time. Another one on its way. In and out, no good. Rebounded by the Wildcats. They come quickly up floor. Cats top of the key, underneath, wide open, shot up, and no good. Missed underneath by Whitney, and a held ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Wildcats. And a timeout wanted by Salem. Wow, how did Whitney miss that? point blank underneath, and he missed with 3.6 seconds to go in the game. Boy, the Wildcats had exactly what they wanted. They bounced the ball down low to Brett Whitney. He laid it up too hard off glass right in front of us here.
Whitney ended up getting the rebound, but boy, R.J. Nelms battled him hard for that rebound. They both came down with it, called the jump ball, and unfortunately the possession was with Salem. Should it happen again, the Indians would have possession. But you know, a tie-up wouldn't be a bad thing here at this point with just 3.6 seconds remaining.
3.6 seconds to go. Indians and the Wildcats battling for a win. Somebody's going to pick it up here. Wildcats will inbound right at their own basket. 3.6 seconds to go. 56-54.
Marshall 69-66, Steve. They just gave the final.
I heard that. In it comes, the Wildcats. Here is Whitney to the hole. Lays it up and in. And we are tied at 56. Rhett Whitney, the guy who missed a little earlier, able to score in close. And we're going to go to overtime. So a little extra basketball for you folks on the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of regulation. Lawrenceville 56 and Salem 56. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
4 minutes of overtime, first overtime, I believe, in this Capital Classic this year. And the tap is controlled by Salem. Wildcats with the ball. Basket by Brett Whitney. Time expiring, giving us a 56-56 tie. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at LHS. Wildcats with the ball here in the four-minute overtime period. Out front, Jacob Harness. Ball hawked out there by Jones. Now to Isaac Hayes with Odell on him. Top of the key to Levi Hayes. Needs a man-to-man. Pretty sticky man-to-man here, too, is Brubaker has to back it out against Nelms. Brubaker down the lane, lays it up, no good. But a foul charged on R.J. Nelms of the Indians. 3:19 to go in overtime, 56 all. First chance to break the ice here. Eric Brubaker of Salem, and he does. The free throw up and in. 57-56. Another free throw coming up here for Brubaker. Got them both. 58-56. Wildcats strike first in the OT. Connor Odell across the timeline on the right side dribble. Picked up by Harness. Right side on the wing to Wager. So Wager on the dribble. In the right corner to Odell. Almost a violation there. Now back out to Wager. Now to Nelms. Left side to Marsh on the wing. 2:58 to go in overtime, 58-56. Zeus down the lane, cut off. Left side on the wing to Wager, back out front to Nelms. Right side to Odell, top of the key, Marsh. Wager on the wing, right side, top of the key in this motion offense. Now to Marsh, top of the key to Jones. Right side to Wager, down the lane he comes, lays it up, he got it to go. But a charge against the Indians. And Noah Wager called for the charge. That wipes off a potential tying bucket. And Salem has the ball and still retains a 58-56 lead. 2:30 to go in overtime. Across the timeline, Jacob Harness. Now off out front, high post to Levi Hayes. Now to Rhett Whitney. Cross court now to Hayes. Top of the key, Harness. Ball hawked out there by Jones. Nelms is all over. Brubaker out front. Down the lane he comes. Lays it up and in. Brubaker down the lane. And the Wildcats lead 60-56. First 4 points of the overtime to the Cats. Here's Odell. Three-pointer left side. Off the mark. No good. Rebound fought for. And the Wildcats come away with it. Isaac Hayes. Cats in control here. A minute 56 to go in the overtime. They lead 60-56. 4 points. And the ball knocked away from Brubaker. And he's bumped and fouled and will go to the line for free throws.
Well, he's got all the points in the overtime so far. He's scored 4 points in the overtime and looking for two more.
Leighton Weyer getting set to check into the game. 60-56, chance to bump the lead up for Eric Brubaker. Free throws on its way and good. ...61-56. Powell checking into the game. Replacing Noah Weyer. With outside firepower for the Indians here, trailing by five. Now the miss. Here is the rebound to Mars. Zeus quickly up floor. In the corner, Odell. Feeding it down low on the baseline to Nelms. Nelms left side to Powell. Top of the key to Jones. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touched by Harness of Salem. It'll be Indian basketball through offensive end with a minute 15 to go in the overtime. 61-56 Salem. Weyer out of the game, replaced in there by Levi Hayes for Andy Fehrenbacher's Salem Ball Club. Marsh in the corner, three-pointer on the way, he got it! Zeus with a three, big three from the right corner. And it is 61-59, a minute six to go in overtime. Here is Isaac Hayes, right side of the wing to Sander Harness, I should say. Now out front to Brubaker, now to Harness. Brubaker double teamed, left baseline, loses the dribble, and a foul, timeout wanted by Andy Fehrenbacher. Going to be a 30-second break. Amber Alfredo Credit Union timeout, 47.7 seconds to go, 61-59 Salem. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. 47.7 seconds to go in overtime. Salem Wildcats 61, Lawrenceville Indians 59. Game two of the night session of the Basketball Capital Classic. Olney over, I should say Fairfield over Olney in the opening game, 59-52. These two teams in overtime, 61-59. Salem.
What was that Red Hill score he just announced?
59-50, Red Hill, 69-66 Marshall over Red Hill. Salem inbounding the ball underneath. It went right through the hands of Harness and intercepted by Jones. Wow. Indians with a break there. Here's Marsh. Back out front, top of the key. Jones a three. It's off the mark, no good. Nelms a rebound off to Jones. Now to Odell in the corner. His three off the mark, no good. And long rebound is brought down by Salem. Wildcats now are fouled underneath. Indians were going for threes for some reason. Still a lot of time. They're only down by two. And now they foul and will go to the other end for Wildcat free throws. 61-59 Salem, 24.3 seconds to go in the overtime. And here is Brett Whitney, the 190-pound senior, at the line. Nope. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll hold it right here.
That was the fifth foul on R.J. Nelms. So now Nelms and Blaine Winningham have both fouled out of the game. Is it going to be Whitney at the line for two?
Yep. Brett Whitney.
Whitney tonight is one out of two. He made one out of two there in the fourth quarter, but right before he hit that big basket to tie the game up with basically no time left. So if he makes one, the Indians are still okay. It's a one-possession game with 24.3 seconds left, but if he makes both free throws, Lawrenceville's in a lot of trouble.
Yep. Indians are going for threes down there. I don't really understand that.
Well, they were good looks. You know, Jones had a three-point look from top of the key straight on, a shot that he has a reasonable chance to make, and Odell was open when he fired that three from the corner, too. Either one of those shots go in, and the Indians are leading this game. So, you know, it's just six of one, half a dozen of another.
Free throw by Whitney up and in. Still a one-possession game. Here's the big one. 62-59 Salem, 24.3 seconds to go. Still, that's still a lot of time, too. Second one up and in. 63-59. Indians inbound. Odell gets it to Wager. Now to Marsh in the corner. Powell back to Marsh. Jumper is no good from the right side. Long rebound is flung back in. 9 seconds to go. Indians have the ball and a timeout. Andy Fehrenbacher wondering how the Indians could call timeout when nobody really had possession of the ball.
No, that ball was rolling around loose on the floor. Hey,
it
Andy,
was.
You know?
A lucky break there for the Indians.
Well.
So a timeout is awarded here with 8.6 seconds to go. But really, 63-59, 8.6 seconds to go.
The only thing Salem, the only thing right now that could hurt Salem was would be if it were to foul on a three-point shot. If
yep.
they were to foul a three-point shooter, he'd make the shot and have a free throw to tie the game. They just need to be careful not to foul any three-point shooters at this point in time, and everything should be okay for them.
63-59. Indians trailed 17-16 after one quarter, 38-26 at the half. 46-45 after three quarters. Tied at 56 on a basket by Whitney right before the buzzer in regulation. And Indians only have 3 points here in the overtime. Trailing 63-59. 8.6 seconds to go. Wildcats looking for their first win of the year. Indians will inbound. Side court right in front of the Indian bench and Randy Bishop. They look to get it in. Due to Marsh. Zeus a long three. Short. Out of bounds. And it'll be Salem ball. 3.7 seconds to go. All the Cats have to do is get these last seconds away. And it comes to Salem's Jacob Harness. He's fouled. 3.2 seconds to go. We'll go to the other end for free throws. Fans begin to head for the exits. 63-59. Salem. Free throw on its way and good. By Harness, adding the icing to the cake here for Salem. The fans on their feet over to my right. Second free throw up and in. 65-59. Here's Marsh quickly up floor. Long down court heave off the mark. And it was the Salem Wildcats notching their first win with a 65-59 overtime win. So, Indians drop to 0-2. And when they return to action tomorrow, they'll play at 11:30 against the Alney Tigers. Alney 1-1 after losing to Fairfield. Fairfield 2-0 will face 1-1 Salem in the Lid Lifter tomorrow here in Session 3 at the Basketball Capital Classic. That's tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Indians and Alney will follow that. Again, the final on the Ambrose Federal, or I should say on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 65-59, Salem in overtime defeat the Lawrenceville Indians. We're back with the postgame show in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
What bank is paying you 2.82% APY on a 30-month CD? Citizens National Bank of Albion, that's who. Does your bank? Visit our customer service representatives today in Albion, Alney, Crossville, Mount Airy, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville for more details. Annual percentage yield effective as of October 2nd, 2018. Penalty may apply for early withdrawal. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Folks Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Folks Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Folks Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Folks Hair Studio gift certificate from Folks Hair Studio. Just Google Folks Hair Studio. North of the Square, Folks Hair Studio will tease to please.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, where the Lawrenceville Indians have lost to the Salem Wildcats here in the Basketball Capital Classic in overtime, 65-59. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Disappointing day for the Indians, 0-2, losing earlier today to Fairfield, 62-57, then losing here in overtime to the Salem Wildcats. Ball club had a chance to knock off here, but Indians couldn't get things done down the stretch. Trailed through most of the game. Did manage to stay close, but could not close it out. Tied at 56, entering overtime, and lose by a score of 65-59 to fall to 0-2 on the campaign. Again, if you're just joining us, in the early game, Fairfield 59, Olney 52. So tomorrow at 11 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, I should say, Fairfield at 2-0 against Salem at 1-1, and then the Indians at 0-2 at 11:30 against Olney, 1-1. That's our next broadcast here on Light 103.
Got some scoring, individual scoring. First for the victorious Salem Wildcats. Two players led the way. Isaac Hayes had 17 points, as did Whitney. Whitney scoring 9 of his 17 in the second half. He had 5 in the fourth quarter, 2 in the overtime. He hit that big bucket to send the game to overtime. Brubaker finished with 14 points, giving them 3 in double figures. Alberson came off the bench for 6. Levi Hayes added 5. And Jacob Harness scored 4 points, giving Salem a winning total of 65. For the Indians, in the loss, Zeus Marsh led the way with 15 points. Again, they had 3 in double figures, as Blaine Winningham added 11 points before fouling out once again. Connor O'Dell finished with 11 points. Lawrence almost had 4 players in double figures. R.J. Nelms came off the bench, scored 9 points, all of those coming in the second half, 5 of those in the fourth quarter. Jordan Jones had 6 points tonight. Cale Powell played and did not score.
By the way, this is the Hoax Hair Studios postgame show. As we recap, the Lawrenceville Indians losing to the Salem Wildcats in overtime, 65-59. Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson awaiting the arrival of Indian head coach Randy Bishop here. I'm sure that the Indians are doing a lot of soul searching in there. A chance to win both these games today, Bill. First game, Indians were beset by turnovers and free throws. Here in this game, had chances, just couldn't get big buckets when they needed to.
Yeah, and even maybe more importantly than that, Steve, was they couldn't get big stops when they needed to. The specific instances coming to mind, of course, right there at the end of the game when Whitney somehow found himself wide open for a drive to the basket to tie it up. Another thing that stands out in my mind, Steve, is that the Indians were called for maybe 4 or 5 charging fouls tonight that seemed to turn momentum. On a couple of those, at least 2 of those charging fouls, they lost baskets. I know one of those, Nelms had made a basket to apparently give Lawrenceville the lead. That was taken away, and Salem regained the lead after that particular play. So, it's a bit disappointing, but maybe not discouraging. I think the signs are there that this team can do some things. They certainly have a lot of balance. They're able to get scoring from multiple people. Just need to maybe put things together a little bit more all at once. Another chance tomorrow. 2 more chances tomorrow, actually. First against Olney. That'll be a tough game. And then, you know, depending on what happens, there'll be another game at some point tomorrow afternoon against one of the teams from the other side.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back with more on the Hoax Hair Studios postgame show. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Hoax Hair Studios got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Hoax Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Hoax Hair Studio gift certificate from Hoax Hair Studio. Just Google Hoax Hair Studio. North of the square, Hoax Hair Studio will tease to please.
Back here on the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show, I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson alongside. Lawrenceville Indians lose in overtime to the Salem Wildcats by a score of 65-59. Again, the Indians with three in double digits here in this loss. Zeus Marsh with 15. Lane Winningham with 11. And Connor O'Dell with 11. Indians trailed 17-16 after one quarter play. 38-26 at the half. 46-45 after three quarters of play. We were tied at 56. The end of regulation thanks to a basket. Rebound basket down the lane by Brett Whitney. And then the Wildcats had a little bit better of the play in the overtime period and pick up the victory again by a score of 65-59. Bill, while we're at it, why don't we pick our Bill Dobson Ford, Ford Tough Player of the Game. What do you think?
Well, number of choices again tonight. You know, Nelms played well off the bench and gave the team a spark. Of course, Zeus Marsh led the team in scoring, as he did this morning. But I got to go, I think, with Blaine Winningham. He hit 5 out of 6 shots tonight. 1 of 1 from the foul line. Chipped in with 4 rebounds. The only problem was, again, he was beset with foul trouble. But 11 points, 4 rebounds, hit 5 out of 6 shots. Tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, Blaine Winningham. Trying to get Coach Bishop to come over.
Well, let's take... So our player of the game, Bill Dobson player of the game, is Blaine Winningham, again with 11 points in this game. We'll take another break here and hopefully get it, Coach Bishop to join us here. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson on the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show. Lawrenceville Indians lose 65-59 here to the Salem Wildcats. We'll run over the scores here while we await the arrival of the head coach. In the earlier session here at Lawrenceville, it was only over Salem, 59-33, and the Indians lost 62-57 to Fairfield. Then Fairfield, a winner over Olney by a score of 59-52. And then Salem defeating the Indians, as we mentioned earlier, 65-59 in overtime. Again, Zeus Marsh with 15. Connor O'Dell, 11. And Blaine Winningham with 11 before fouling out. And then head coach Randy Bishop making his way over to our broadcast position. Again, Bill, Indians playing hard, but again, making some mistakes here that if you're going to play winning basketball or win games, you got to do.
Well, they had 18 turnovers tonight. Salem had 9. Again, the foul shooting was a problem, and just didn't seem to make the play at the big time. Here's Coach.
All right, Indian head coach Randy Bishop joins us here after the Indians lose here by a score of 65-59 in overtime. Randy, you got 2 games under your belt now. Just how do you think you played?
Well, I thought the first game we played real hard, but we couldn't make a free throw. We were like 8-for-22 from the line. That really hurt us. I thought that we played really well at times against Fairfield. We got them back, got ahead, 32-31. Then we missed a couple of layups, and then they came down and scored. And, you know, they ended up taking over in the fourth quarter and ended up beating us. Tonight, we had the game won. You know, I mean, literally had that game won. All we had to do was get the ball inbounds and make them foul, and we threw it away. Give them a chance, and then down here on the defensive end, we took a shot fake, and the kid drove by and got a layup. So, you know, we'll get better. I thought that we'd probably beat them and probably should have. So we're all a little bit disappointed about that. But I'm going to be positive about one. Nelms played nice defense tonight. We ran the break pretty good and got some early shots. Marsh played pretty good. You know, we still got to get better on making free throws. And then our subs have got, when they come in, they've got to play a little harder and give us a little bit more depth. But that was a tough one to lose.
Good effort by the ball club. Played hard. It's got to be pleasing to you out there. Guys out there giving effort.
Yeah, I want to stay positive. We're early in the season, and, you know, we're playing hard. We're a ton better than we were a year ago. And it's not like these teams are shabby that we're playing. Fairfield's got one of the better teams. You saw them beat Alney pretty handedly tonight, too. So, you know, it's early in the season. We'll get better. But mentally, we've just got to be able to finish games. You know, we went through that last year. We'd be ahead in games, and we didn't finish. I thought we'd be able to finish that game tonight and get one. It was a nice job coming back. We jumped out of our 2-3 and got in a man-to-man and fought our way back. So that's a credit to him, too. And then Blaine fouling out, that just killed us because he's a presence in there. So hopefully we can get him where he'll be able to stay in the game.
Only for you tomorrow, talk about the Tigers.
Now they're quick, and they'll be able to run their offense pretty proficiently. But they struggled at times today against the press and the zone. It's kind of like a replica of us. Everybody now is running 2-2-1 back to a 2-3 into a man. So our kids ought to be able to do that because that's what we do all the time. So hopefully we'll be able to play and get us a win. We'll see how it turns out.
All right, see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, guys.
Indians head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians lose here in overtime by a score of 65-59. And again, our player of the game, Bill Dobson, Ford, tough player of the game, Blaine Winningham with his 11 points in this contest. Bill, we'll see you tomorrow for some more hoop action. Thanks for your help.
Thank you, pal, and maybe things will turn a little bit better tomorrow.
All right. Thanks to Gil T. Wilson, our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios, and thanks to you for listening. Again, wish we had better news for you. Indians 0-2 after day one of the Basketball Capital Classic. Lost earlier today to Fairfield, 62-57. Lost a tough one here in overtime to Salem, 65-59. Back with Indian basketball tomorrow at 11:30 here on Light 103. Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO. Lawrenceville Vincennes.
I'm going to be munching on Thanksgiving leftovers all weekend. And, you know, there's plenty of things you can do with those turkey leftovers. Sandwiches, soups, stews, casseroles, all kinds of things. You want some ideas? Hey, check out my Facebook page, Brian Curry Radio. I have a link to some Thanksgiving leftover recipes that you may find satisfying. Hey, skip the gym and get a high-energy workout with Peloton. Take live studio cycling classes from the comfort of home with New York City's best instructors. Head to onepeloton.com to learn more.
With Light 103.